Well, a God morning to you. Welcome back to the God School. If this is the first time that you have enabled this website, I'm sorry, this message isn't for beginners. This is a message not in the shallow end of the pool, not in the baby end of the pool, but in the depths of the pool. There's a verse in Scripture that brings me and it brings me great comfort. And it is a guide to every child of God who is living by faith. It's found in the book of Numbers. It's recorded by a heathen prophet, yet true. Numbers 23:19 says, God is not a man. Key verse, key phrase, that he should lie. Neither the Son of Man, that he should repent or change his mind. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or has he spoken, and shall he not make it good? We are dealing with God, the one who spoke and nothing became everything. Therefore, his word is more substantial than anything we may encounter. When being tempted in the desert after 40 days and 40 nights of fasting, the audacious devil, that is Satan, in attempting to tempt Jesus, the Son of God, referred to in that passage in Numbers as the Son of Man, attempted to tempt him to turn stones into bread. And Jesus' response was, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. What does that mean? It means there's more to life than this fleshly existence. God says things in this book that to the logical mind don't make sense. And dealing with God, we're better off dealing with it by faith than we are by logic. When faith comes, put logic away. Let me just show you a few examples. Just two verses. Let's just continue. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? This is a heathen speaking the truth. 20th verse says, behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he, that is God, hath blessed. And I can't reverse it. Listen, he has not beheld iniquity in Jacob, neither has he seen perverseness in Israel. The Lord is with him. And the shout of a king is among them. Now, we put flesh and blood on the Bible and the Bible characters. And as it was that Passover night, when the Lord passed over Egypt, said he would kill the firstborn in every house. But when that angel of death saw the blood, he passed over. Righteousness of the occupants of the house had nothing to do with whether or not the firstborn died in the house. It only passed over when the door and the threshold were covered in blood. 70 years experience tells me that many who died that night in Egypt in terms of fleshly righteousness were more righteous than many of those who were spared, because God declared that when he beheld the blood, he would pass over. He declares here, he's not beheld iniquity in Jacob. Neither has he seen perverseness in Israel. God is allowing us to look to the reality of how he sees things and not how we see them. In Jeremiah, I'm going to give you several verses now, so grab hold of your bootstraps because we're going to move. In the 50th chapter of Jeremiah, and it's talking about last day events, it says, "In those days and in that time, saith the Lord, the iniquity of Israel shall be sought for, and there shall be none." "And the sins of Judah, they shall be sought for, and they shall not be found." "How is this? For I, God speaking, will pardon them whom I reserve." God has reserved some. And of that sum, he speaks of Israel and he speaks of Judah. Now, it's last time events, folks. Open up your ears and let the word come in. He speaks not only of the existence of Judah, of whom we know are Jews, but he speaks of Israel. That means they still exist today. We're not teaching on that part. If you've never heard about God's faithfulness to his promises of Israel and who those people are, go to the website and listen to series upon series about the lost tribes of Israel. I'm not going there today. God says in Jeremiah 31, 34, he says, "There's coming a time and they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord? For they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity and I will remember their sin no more." In the book of the prophet Micah, God's word says, speaking of God, he will turn again. He will have compassion on us. He will subdue our iniquities, and thou will cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. And one preacher said, "In cast all their sins into the depths of the sea of God's forgetfulness." In the 20th verse, it says, "Thou wilt perform the truth to Jacob and the mercy to Abraham, which thou hast sworn unto our fathers in the days of old. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good?" They're rhetorical, of course. God's word is, and what he has spoken is. Do we see it all now? No. But living by faith, and a description of faith, not a definition, but a description of faith, is faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The children of God who are Christians live by faith. Live by every word which proceeds out of the mouth of God. Now, last week, we taught from Psalm 84, "Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, and in whose heart are the ways of thee." We're talking about the beneficiary recipients of, as referred to in an earlier verse, whom I reserve as understood in the book of Ephesians, whom God has chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. Psalm 32 says, "Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man," back to that definite article, "unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit is no guile." That is, no deceit. God, for faith, gives us the Spirit of Christ. We live in the flesh in this crazy, chaotic, perverse, evil age, evil world. But God, whose mercy endures forever, of whom Jesus said, "Heaven and earth may pass away, but my word shall never pass away." And this verse, these verses in Psalm 32 are picked up by the Apostle Paul in the fourth chapter of Romans. Saying in the seventh verse, "Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin." This word being translated impute here in the King James in the Greek is logizomai. Two things to understand about that. This Greek word logizomai is found, I don't know, I think in my study, I think I saw where it was used like 18 different times, with about four or five different renderings in English of this same Greek word, logizomai. The first part of the word is logos. We read in the opening of the Gospel of John, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with the God, and the Word was God." The Word being translated Word here is logos, and it means to speak. And God here says, blessed, the word from Psalm 32 is Esher. That man whose strength is in thee and in whose heart are the ways of thee, that is of God, that man whose sin is covered, whose transgression is forgiven, whom the Lord does not impute, the Lord does not speak iniquity to that man. What man is that? That's the new man. That's the new creature in Christ. That's the new creation. Excuse me, in Christ. That's the inward man. That's the one that makes us a dual creation. The old man. Stop with this trying to righteousify the flesh. God has made a new creation. God is fulfilling His word when He first said, "Let us make man in our image." God can can do. Being God, whatever he wants to do. Thank God. He is a faithful God, and what he says, he will do. God, this. Further on in this fourth chapter of Romans, it says in the 17th verse, speaking of God and the things he does and can do and will do, it says, even God who quickeneth the dead, that is, who gives life to the dead, and we have the confidence in God's ability to give life to the dead by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, of whom it is said the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead shall also quicken or give life to our mortal bodies. Even God, who gives life to the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Back to Numbers. He has not beheld iniquity in Jacob, neither has he seen perverseness in Israel. We're trying to communicate God's word, folks. And he's not a man that he should lie. As he said, so shall he do it. As he has spoken. So, shall it be? Hang in here with me. We're drawing to a close. Second Corinthians 5:19 says, to wit, that as all this, let's draw to a conclusion, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing legisomai. Oh, I didn't tell you the second part of that. If you want a reason why God is doing this for those whom he has reserved from those he has chosen out from among those he hasn't, in Christ before the foundation of the world, you want a reason? In the Greek, there's a part of speech we don't have in English. When there is a verb and it is found in what is called the middle voice, it gives the reason for the actor who is performing a particular activity. And the reason is he's doing it himself. That God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing for himself their trespasses, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. That is, we don't speak our words, but the words of the one who sent us. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, in Christ's place, be ye reconciled to God. For he that is God has made him that is Christ to be sin for us, who knew no sin, Jesus, that we might be made the righteousness of God. That is, not having our own righteousness, but the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Not all of God's word can be made logical. But to the one whom God chose out for himself in Christ Jesus, faith, that is, the one who lives by every word which proceedeth out of the mouth of God, that is, by the Holy Spirit which is given to us, we live knowing that God's word, that which he has spoken, he will do it. God is faithful. Let us continue acting on his word. That's what God calls faith. And blessed, happy, envied is that man whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity. I, for one, sinner. And among all you, probably the least of all God's saints. Am counting that God in Christ has forgiven my transgressions and covered my sins. Blessed is that man, to the praise and glory of God. And that's the God School for today.